On the show today, we have Malauzai's Bram Gaynor talking about mobile banking app frustration. So check it out. So you guys did this research of mobile banking app reviews, and you discovered some banking app frustration. And can you give us a quick summary of what's going on here?
Sure. Well, the first thing is we wanted to do the study to bring more more character to the star ratings. Everybody focuses on the stars, but they don't really tell you a whole lot.
Right.
Our average star rating is 2.5 out of 5, not very good, right? Well, so we wanted to study the qualitative data, right? The commentary.
Mm-hmm.
So we went in and we found some really interesting things. First of all, we found that people who are positive don't comment. Only 15% of the comments are positive.
So true.
And, you know, we all would kind of think that, but now we've got data, right? 15% are positive. 30% are really about bugs. Of the negative comments, 30% of the time, it's breakage. You know, the app didn't work. I couldn't log in. Couldn't get a signal. You know, it crashed. Things like that. But here's the surprise. 70% of the negative comments were about policies and procedures, things that are in control that the credit union can affect. So here's an example.
Okay, yeah.
The credit union may have a policy where they force a member to re-register when they go to a second device. So they got their iPhone going, they go to the iPad, and we make them re-register. And then they write a comment that said, I'm leaving the credit union because, darn it, they made me answer those same questions. You know, 5 minutes after I did it on the phone, I went to my tablet and they made me did it all. You know, I had to do it all over again. Look, the reality is that's compliance and security, right? We make them prove their identity on every new device because it keeps multi-factor authentication whole, and the regulators demand that.
Yep.
But you know what? If that credit union had communicated a little better,
yes,
informed the member why they were doing what they were doing, maybe they could have avoided a comment. So pretty fascinating that 70% of App Store comments that are negative are about things in control of the credit union, things that we can do to make the total experience better. And that's the insight. It's not just screens. It's policies and procedures that impact customer or member experience.
Gosh, I was going into this thinking that, you know, the apps were like just going haywire and, you know, money was disappearing and God only knows what's going on out there. But now that is a huge surprise that it's just kind of policy type stuff that frustrates people. So you're right. Education is the key once again.
That's right. And simple, crazy things like, we found a credit union that when you take a picture of a check to do a deposit, they tell you to keep the check for 2 weeks. So think about that. Why, when you make a deposit in a branch, do they keep the check around? You don't.
Good point.
The mentality. They're basically saying to the member, hey, use mobile to make a check deposit. But you know what? We're not sure it's going to work. So keep the check. That's bad experience. It brings doubt into the member's mind.
Mm-hmm.
It impacts their kind of experience with mobile banking. That's a policy that should probably be reconsidered. That's what we mean is the credit unions, they think they're doing the right thing. They may be overreacting a little bit, like that example, but they also need to communicate why they're doing it. So what we found is with early, often, and clear communications, you can make a lot of these issues go away. Your App Store ratings go up. Your ratio of positive to negative will go up. And this is what it's all about, is don't just look at the stars. Let's look at the data. Let's analyze it, and let's action it and actually get better.
What are people saying? So who did you – or where did you do your research? Or who did you talk to or whatever? And how did you get this information?
We did it ourselves, so primary research, and we used our banks and credit unions and their App Store comments. So we took it from our – we have now over 400 banks and credit unions locked. So we took it from that group.
Okay. That sounds fair enough. So what can – I mean, we talked about education. Is there anything else that credit unions can do here to kind of unfrustrate them or their members with these apps?
Yes, there are some things, like, for instance, how they apply security as an example. So here's an example. When I go to the iPad and I have to prove who I am, maybe don't ask the same five questions. Maybe just ask two or three. You know, that, hey, you know, you've already proved your identity to us, but we do need you to do it again, but maybe we can soften the blow, right? That's an example where, in most cases, because we do this every day, in most cases, people make you do the same thing on every new device. Now, that's a very subtle change, but it would remove some of the frustration.
I would think so. Or have some clarification up front saying, hey, for compliance reasons, we have to do this again. Something simple like that.
That's right. Literally, we've done that. The message, when it comes up and says, hey, welcome to the second device. So we recognize, we already know you're already registered. We can change the message. We can tell you why we're doing it. We have this little dialogue box. That's exactly right. Rather than just showing a thing which says register, we can communicate in app, right, to soften that blow. So communications, the way you apply the technology, but what was surprising is a lot of it is around communication, is just telling, you know, 10% of the negative comments were literally communications. They weren't even policies. They were just the bank did an app store update and they never told me.
Just tell me.
How hard could that be, right? I mean, but look, people aren't doing it. They're not doing the basics. I think that's the lesson is, it sounds very intuitive to just say, hey, a few months before an update, start communicating and blah, 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 but people aren't doing it. And now we have empirical evidence to show the credit unions that they need to do it.
Well, isn't this kind of a sign of the times, though? Because, years ago, we didn't have banking apps, but years ago, it would be so hard to get this type of feedback from your members or if you're a bank, your customers. But now you can go to these, reviews and find the stuff almost immediately and make the necessary changes to appease your members and customers and all that type of stuff. So this is actually kind of a good thing, I think.
It's a great thing. And part of it is how you respond. You know, on Google Play, the credit unions can respond to the comments.
Right.
In App Store for Apple, you can't.
Oh, that's right. Yeah, I remember reading that.
But you know what? In about 2 months, they're changing that.
Oh,
so Apple's going to let the developers, the bank, and the credit union start to comment.
Beautiful.
Here's what's really interesting about what you just said is we didn't just do it for the App Store. We did the study around all their social media commentary and their call center data. And what we found was the pattern held whether the comments were coming in via Twitter or Facebook, whether they were coming into the App Store or the call center. Over a majority of the feedback, negative feedback, is around policies and procedures. It didn't matter what channel we looked at. So the key to all this is, yes, this is the system we've developed isn't just for apps in the App Store. Use the same system to analyze your social media feedback. Yeah. And what's happening is when people get negative feedback, they're blaming the technology. And it's not the problem. It's not the screens. It's the policies, right? And as a software developer, you know, I always kind of would like to have believed that. We always thought, gosh, that 1.5-star rating can't because the app can't be broken.
Right.
And this has kind of helped substantiate it. But at a higher level, when we talk great design, we talk about two things. We talk about great screen design and pictures, but then we talk about the total member experience. That includes the X factor, which are these policies and procedures. And what the data tells us is the X factor is actually more important than the screen.
You're exactly right. So the lesson here is go look at your feedback. Go look at this stuff and make the proper adjustment. Like you said, it's some of it's so basic, or it sounds like a lot of it is so basic.
Yes, it is. And go read, because a lot of what the credit unions want to do when they see negativity is they want to shut down, right? We've had credit unions who literally have brought down their social media feeds because they're getting negative feedback.
Man.
That's the worst possible.
Exactly. It looks like you're hiding. Yeah.
The best thing is to be responsive and to turn it into, and that's a cliche, but turn it into a customer success, a member success.
Yep.
And you can, they want to talk to you. So talk to them, read, respond, and be proactive. That's really the message.
And that promotes more conversation as well. So you can find out more stuff.
And builds relationships and trust and ultimately a deeper, more profitable member.
Indeed, indeed. All right, to wrap up here, Rob, this is great stuff, by the way. Where can folks go to your website or go somewhere and find out some more details on this, on your research? This is really good stuff you guys have dug up here.
Yeah, we're excited about the results. So we wrote a little bit of a kind of an excerpt. We call it a monkey memo. That's on the website.
Okay.
And you can read kind of a synopsis of this research.
Yeah.
And then we're writing a white paper, which will be a little bit more exhaustive.
Oh, fantastic.
Probably in about 30 days.
Okay.
And then what we're going to do is we're going to duplicate the study every 6 months around the top 10 banks and credit unions in the country, so that we can get kind of a view independent of just Mallard's Eyes customers,
right,
and start to match results at a kind of wider spectrum than just, I mean, we have a good base with 400, right?
Sure.
But we thought studying the big banks could be kind of interesting, applying the same, and then doing it over time to that static group, see how it changes. Are they getting better at this? We want people to get better. So read the monthly memo, and then in a few, month or so, we'll have formal research report. Okay. And then every 6 months, we'll be refreshing this data.
Okay, very cool. Let's check back again in 6 months. I would be so interested to hear kind of look at the bigger picture, too. That would be so interesting to see.
Absolutely.
We'd love to. All right, Rob. Well, thanks again. Appreciate your time, as always. Keep up the good work there. You guys are doing some great stuff. So we appreciate you coming on.
Anytime you give us the opportunity, we'll be here. So
all righty.
Appreciate the opportunity to tell you what we're up to. So.
Indeed.